Hello and welcome back to English for You. I'm Seb.
And I'm Chichi.
And Chichi. Okay, so we have our day two article today, don't we? What happened in day one? What did we learn?
I think we're just going to recap a little bit what we talked about
yesterday.
Yes,
let's recap. So lots of animals are dying off, lots of species. Sad. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what was it because of? Climate change, global warming, overpopulation. But that's not what this article is actually about. This article is about saving those animals through photography. So what was happening there?
Okay, so National Geographic magazine, they have started a project to save some of these animals before it's too late to save them. And we have this photographer who have taken so many pictures of a lot of species in our in this world. And what is who is this photographer?
It's Joel Sartori. So he's a National Geographic photographer, and he's taken pictures of 9,000 animals already.
Ooh.
He's going to take pictures of 3,000 more. Mm-hmm. You can see how he's doing that on his website, which is PhotoArk. Google PhotoArk and you'll find it. But we learned about some of the animals that are difficult to photograph, because they're not all easy, are they?
Yeah. No, like such as stink badger or warty pigs. They might attack you when you get near.
Yes, dangerous and smelly. Anyway, we're going to learn a little bit more about Joel Sartori's animals today. So let's get started.
Reading.
Saving Animals Through Photography. The PhotoArk's goal is to influence others to help save endangered animals. The photos can be used by schools or art shows to teach about wonderful and unusual forms of life. Sartori encourages people around the world to use his portraits for special exhibitions in their cities. Sartori uses a bold style. He photographs animals performing human-like poses against a black or white background. That way, people can look into the eyes of the animal with full attention. This creates a more intimate photo than you would usually get in nature photography. For instance, his tiny Indonesian tarsier stands with its arms stretched out as if putting on a show. And his Sumatran tiger rests with its arms crossed, as though relaxing and hanging on your every word. Sartori hopes his work will help promote animal conservation in remote places. He wants people to fall in love with the animals and then feel excited enough to take action to protect them.
Okay, so article starts off by saying the PhotoArk's goal is to influence others to help save endangered animals. So endangered, if an animal is endangered, it is in danger. This word is used especially of animals in danger of extinction, 就是濒临绝种的意思。 那么PhotoArk 它的目标就是去影响他人，让他人也开始帮忙拯救这些濒临绝种的动物。
So we will save these animals from being forgotten and hopefully raise awareness so that they could be saved, so they're not endangered anymore.
Okay.
So our next line is, the photos can be used by schools or art shows to teach about wonderful and unusual forms of life. That's right. He says that it's free access.
Yeah.
You can use his photos however you like.
Ooh. So Sartori encourages people around the world to use his portraits for special exhibitions in their cities.
Right. I've seen videos of his photos being projected onto the Vatican in Rome, where the Pope lives.
Ooh.
It's also been at, you know, the British Museum in the UK. It's been on the Empire State Building in New York. So they've been everywhere.
Ooh.
Because he is encouraging people to use his photos. Encourage is a verb. And when we encourage something or someone, we show support for it or them. So Sartori wants people to use his portraits as they would like. So he supports them using them in his own exhibitions. And he wants to push them, you know, really get them to use them. So he's encouraging them. So encourage is a very flexible word, and we can use it in lots of ways. We can encourage good or bad behavior. So this school encourages good behavior and punishes bad behavior. Or we could encourage someone to do something. So Sunny's parents encouraged her to study abroad. Okay,、Ooh. They wanted her to go experience the world、mm-hmm. and they pushed her to go abroad and study.、Mm-hmm. So our example for encourage is this museum is free, but they encourage people to give a little money when they visit. Okay, so a donation.
Okay, just like、那个、to give money.就是 donation、mm-hmm. 就是捐赠捐钱、mm-hmm. 捐钱的意思嘛、mm-hmm. 好那我们看一下 encourage 这个字它就是鼓励激励的意思但是当动词哦那刚刚老师都有说到 to encourage somebody to do something 鼓励某人去做一件事情、mm-hmm. 那么你可以看到你把 en 拿掉变成 courage 它就是勇气的意思嘛、mm-hmm. 所以加了 en 变成给你勇气 to give somebody courage that means well kind of like that 就是给你勇气嘛你就这样子记、mm-hmm. 就比较好记去鼓励那么名词呢就是 encouragement 就是 to, 你可以直接说 to give encouragement to somebody to do something、mm-hmm. 那我们来看一下下面的句子
Yes
Okay, children need lots of encouragement from their parents、mm-hmm. 所以呢这个摄影师他鼓励世界各地人在他们的城市举办特别的展览的时候都可以使用这些动物的照片
Mm-hmm. So our next line is Sartori uses a bold style.、Ooh. A bold style, that is something, you know, very, it could be very strong, very colorful,、mm-hmm. or very memorable. And he photographs animals performing human-like poses、Ooh. Against a black or white background. Okay, I see why it's bold now, because human-like poses,、mm-hmm. if you saw a cat sitting and crossing its legs...、
Aww.
You would remember that, right?
Yeah, it's yeah, adorable.
Yeah, it's adorable, but it's also bold.
Yeah.
Okay, so、we have the word perform there as well. Perform is a verb, and when we perform something, we either do something difficult or do something to entertain people. In the article, the animals are performing human-like poses, which is quite a difficult thing for an animal、mm-hmm. to do. So we could say that they are performing that. They are performing this、mm-hmm. difficult task. However, we could also talk about actors performing a play or doctors performing、mm-hmm. surgery.So, if we are talking about something that is performed to entertain、mm-hmm. people, so like a play or a、mm-hmm. dance, then what do we call it? We call it a performance. That's the noun、mm-hmm. form of perform.And we have two examples of perform here, one for each usage. So Marge performs lots of duties in her job, such as writing sales reports and organizing meetings. Okay, so that's perform to do something difficult. Now, perform for a play or a dance, we have Marge and her fellow actors performed Romeo and Juliet in front of a crowd of thousands. Have you ever done any Shakespeare?
Back in college.
Back in college.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, nice. It's tricky.
Yeah, it's kind of tricky. So let's take a look at perform. 它的那个在课文当中是指做某件事情的意思哦。所以 Sartori 他拍的照片是这些动物会做很像人类会做的姿势 human-like poses. 那会使用黑色或者是白色的背景。那么 perform 它就是执行或者是 like 机器运转的意思 when a machine is operating. 或者是表演的意思刚刚老师都有说到了。那么医生施行手术我们也可以用 to perform a surgery or an operation.、
Mm-hmm.
那我们来看下面两个句子哦。Computers can perform a variety of tasks, 或者是呢、mm-hmm. the equipment performed well during the test.
Okay, great.
好，那我们来看一下刚刚老师讲的这一句话的一个文法。那它整句我们再讲一次哦。He photographs animals performing human-like poses. 这个 performing 变成 performing 了。Mm-hmm. 那在这边这个句型主要是介绍。它是主要是用限定用法形容词子句简化出来的分词片语。那么这个用法当中呢，我们先行词必须是关系子句的主词。那么简化的步骤，我们可以从第一个开始。第一个步骤呢，你去省略关系代名词，像是 that 或者是 who、which 这些字。那么在是形容词子句中的动词跟主词的关系，把它变成分词。那如果是主动的话呢，我们就把动词改成现在分词。那如果两者的关系是被动，就会变成过去分词咯。那我们来看一下下面两个句子。第一个句子呢 ,Nobody lives on the small island which lies near the coast.、Mm-hmm. 所以 which lies 它是主动的嘛。所以我们就可以把它变成 lying, 所以整句就可以变成 Nobody lives on the small island lying near the coast.、
Mm-hmm.
那么第二个句子呢 ,The tree which was planted in the garden has grown very well. 那这个 was planted 是被动式嘛。所以我们把它直接变成planted 就好了，所以整句就可以变成 The tree planted in the garden has grown very well.
Mm-hmm. And there's also a slight difference between that and which here. If we say the tree that was planted in the garden, that probably means that there's lots of trees. And we're talking about the specific tree in the garden.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're saying the tree which was planted in the garden, we're only talking about one tree.
Mm-hmm.
It's just adding some extra not necessary information to be like, oh, by the way, it's in the garden.
Yeah.
Anyway, so let's get back into our animal photography. And it says that way people can look into the eyes of the animal with full attention. That's an interesting idea, to have no distractions. So no beautiful tropical rainforests behind them. You can just see straight into the animal's eyes. That's an interesting idea.
Mm.
This creates a more intimate photo than you would usually get in nature photography. Okay, that's an interesting idea too.
Mm-hmm.
Intimate, by the way, is something that is very close and personal.
Mm-hmm.
So an intimate relationship might be a relationship between a mother and a child. Well, a mother and her child.
Yeah.
Not any child. A mother and child. Or a boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah. That was funny.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we can talk about intimate places too.
Mm-hmm.
This was an intimate photo.
Oh.
An intimate place might be somewhere romantic, somewhere you could take someone on a date. So an intimate photo probably feels like we're very close to the animals. Very close to the animals.
Yeah. Okay. So intimate 就是亲密的意思嘛。So photography 就是摄影的意思。我们昨天也有讲到 photograph， 那跟它很像 ，photography 就是摄影的意思。所以这么一来呢，大家就会无形中更专注的看这些照片哦，比一般我们看到的大自然摄影作品还要来的能更。去跟这些照片中的动物做互动，所以他才会用 intimate pictures 这个 intimate 这一个字。
So for instance, his tiny Indonesian tarsia stands with its arms stretched out as if putting on a show. So our great showman, the Indian tarsia. We have the word stretch there. Stretch is a verb, and when we stretch, we reach out our arms, legs, our backs, or any other part of our body as far as we can. We stretch to reach high shelves or stretch out our arms to give someone a hug. Or we can stretch our muscles when we finish exercising. That's very important. Do that every time. Now, notice I use stretch as both a transitive verb and an intransitive verb. So remember, a transitive verb means it has an object, right? We can do this when we are talking about our bodies. However, as a transitive verb only, we can use stretch to talk about pulling something so it is longer. So I stretched the sleeves of my sweater by pulling on them too much, for example. So then they were all kind of a bit too long.
Yeah.
And they didn't fit well anymore.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to our example sentence. And Tanya lay stretched out on the beach and listened to the sound of the waves.
Ah, it's relaxing.
Very relaxing.
Okay, so let's take a look at stretch. 这个字就是伸展、伸出的意思。那么在文章中是当动词用，通常会跟 out 连用，所以 stretch out 就是伸出去的意思。那么一般起床啊，很累啊 ，we need to stretch 伸懒腰，我们也可以用这个字。那它可以当名词哦，它可以当伸懒腰的意思，或者是土地很长。连绵连下去的感觉。那我们来看下面两个句子哦。He had a stretch after he stood up. 所以这边当名词用，他站起来之后伸了一个懒腰。那么第二个句子 ，You can see a great stretch of open field from here. 这个 great stretch of open field 就是有大片的土地的那种感觉。好，那我们看到 put on 这个 put on 在这边上一个句子是指举办演出的意思，所以你看到这个 Indonesian Tarsier 他站着双臂伸出去就好像要表演一样，非常的生动哦。
And his Sumatran tiger rests with its arms crossed as though relaxing and hanging on your every word.
Ooh.
Okay, Sumatran tiger. That is from Indonesia, actually. Sumatra is in Indonesia.
Okay.
And it's one of the, I think it's the smallest tiger in the world. It's a little tiger. So cute. It's almost a cat, but not.
Yeah.
It's dangerous. Anyway, it is relaxing, though. And relax is a verb. When we relax, we stop doing work and do something enjoyable, especially if we have been doing stressful things recently. So when I get home from work, I like to relax by lying down on the couch and watching Netflix. There's nothing better.
I do that all the time.
Yeah, I do that every day, actually. That's how I relax every day.
Yeah.
There are other ways you can relax too, though. You can take a hot bath, you can go for a hike in the mountains, or you can take a break and go to the beach. All of these things are relaxing. That's the adjective. Why? Because they make us feel relaxed. That's another adjective.
Yay.
So something is relaxing if it makes you relaxed. Mm-hmm. Our example sentence for relax, the verb, is Emily relaxed by the fire with a hot cup of cocoa.
Okay, 那么 relax 就是放松休息的意思，每个同学一定都听过吧，它是动词哦。那么名词是 relaxation,、mm-hmm. 你可以直接这样用。那我们来看一下句子好了，譬如说relaxation 怎么用，你就可以说 her only relaxation is watching TV.、Mm-hmm. 那么刚刚 Seb 老师有提到 relaxing 就是令人放松的，我们就可以说 something is relaxing, 形容让人放松的书要用 relaxing.
We should think of some more creative ways of talking about relaxing, right?
I know.
Isn't it? We keep going back to TV and Netflix.
I know.
You know, by the way, you can read a book, you can go do some sport.
I go swimming.
Okay, you go swimming. That's relaxing. That's true. That's relaxing. Okay, so yeah, guys, you don't have to watch TV. Go outside. Enjoy.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
So we also see the phrase, hand on someone's word. So let's find out what it means as we go to today's pocket phrase, go.
Pocket phrase, go!
我的老婆 Jasmine 在认识我之前呢，都被关在皇宫里面哦。国王呢，为了保护她，不让她到处去玩。所以呢，我们第一次见面的时候呢，我说了一些我在镇上的故事哦。Jasmine 可真是着迷哦，认真听我说的每一句话。Jasmine was fascinated by my story and was hanging on my every word. 对我说的每一字每一句都深深着迷啊。Hang on someone's every word 就表示呢很认真听这个人说的话，每一字每一句都要认真的听清楚。比方说茉莉从来没有出过门，所以我说的故事对她来说很新奇，她很认真听。或是呢选举马上又要到的， The politician was so charismatic that even his detractors were hanging on his every word. 这个政客呢实在是太有魅力了，即使是他的反对者也认真听他说的每一个字。 Hang on someone's word, 希望呢你有认真听也学起来咯。
Okay, so let's get back to our article. Sartori hopes his work will help promote animal conservation in remote places. So he's promoting this, he's promoting animal conservation, and promote is a verb. When we promote something, we let people know about it. So promote is a lot like another word we studied today, which is encourage. Like encourage, it means to try and get something to happen. So we could promote healthy eating, for example, or promote eco-friendly living. So in both those cases, we show our support for it. We're trying to encourage people to do it. We're pushing people to be more green, you know, start recycling their waste, you know, take their garbage out to the recycling van, all of that. But we can also promote someone. So that is actually does not mean...advertise in this case. It doesn't mean encourage. It means a promotion, which is when you get a better job than the one you have right now in the same company. So, for example, if I was a English editor and then I got a promotion to head English editor, then...Well, that's the promotion. That's I went from being a normal editor to the head editor. Anyway, let's go back to promote. This year, the government has been making a special effort to promote the study of English. Okay, so that's the first usage of promote. Okay.
And just promote 就是支持提倡的意思嘛。那它是当动词哦。那么除了提倡的意思，刚刚老师也有讲到当升迁嘛的意思。那你去宣传推销，都可以说我们promote 这个字，宣传一些商品都可以当这个意思。那它的名词就是 promotion, 所以升迁除了说 get promoted, 你也可以说 to get a promotion. 那我们看下面两个句子哦。He was promoted to the position of school principal.
Oh, I don't know if I'd want that job.
No, I don't want to. Okay, and the second one, the newcomers will have to compete with each other for a promotion.
Oh, competitive work atmosphere. So what was conservation?
Oh, so conservation, 我们刚刚看到这一个字 animal conservation, 我们就把它翻成是动物保育的意思。所以 Sartori 希望他的作品可以保护这些偏远地区的动物。
He wants people to fall in love with the animals and feel excited enough to take action to protect them.
Ooh.
Oh, that's a sweet idea.
I know, yeah.
He's making them fall in love with the animals.
So when you fall in love with someone, basically means that you just... fall for them. 你、
mm-hmm. 就是、you fall for them.
Yeah, 就是恋爱的意思。Mm-hmm. 所以摄影师希望人们可以爱上这些动物、mm-hmm. 那也可以去很可以感到很兴奋的去 take action. When you take action,、mm-hmm. 你就是 you start doing something to achieve what you want, 就是去采取行动的意思去保护这些动物。
Yeah, you don't just complain or get sad about、mm-hmm. something. You take action.、
Yeah.
You go in and you、mm-hmm. do something to change the world.、
Mm-hmm.
Change the world, kids.、protect the animals.
Yeah.
Protect, by the way, is a verb. And when we protect something, we keep it from harm. So in the article, we are protecting animals by looking after their habitats,、mm-hmm. reducing pollution, and stopping them from being hunted. So those are all ways they won't go、yeah. extinct. They're all ways they will be protected.、Mm-hmm. So we can also protect ourselves from attack. That's another way we can use、mm-hmm. protect. So turtles and snails have、
yeah.
shells, don't they? They go inside them and they protect themselves、mm-hmm. from nasty birds and snakes that want、
yeah.
to eat them.、and we could also say that those shells are protective. That's、mm-hmm. an adjective which means something that protects things.、
Mm-hmm.
So...Protective shell, protective armor, you、mm-hmm. get the idea.、our example sentence for protect, by the way, is many national parks protect rare trees and animals from being wiped out.
Okay, wipe、mm. out 就是彻底毁灭的意思、mm. 好那我们所以相信大家都知道 protect 的意思了那我们再讲一下名词 protection、
mm-hmm.
那我们也可以说 under protection. When something is under protection, 它就是 it's,That means it's being protected.、
Mm-hmm.
它就是在保护之下。那我们就可以看一下这边的句子。The sick children needed to be kept under protection. 所以 protection、mm-hmm. 可以当防护或者是防护物的意思。通常跟 against 或者是 from 一起用。所以你就可以说啊 The coat I bought yesterday is a good protection against the cold weather.、
Mm-hmm.
就是我昨天买的大衣呢可以很好的去防御这个冬天很寒冷。
Mm-hmm. It protects you against the cold weather.、Mm-hmm. That's nice. And you know what else is nice? This idea. I think it's a very good idea.、
Mm-hmm.
I think the problem with lots of, you know, with climate change, with、mm-hmm. animals going extinct is, you know, people in their daily lives, you know, they're rushing to work, they're coming、
yeah.
back. They don't really know...how these changes are affecting them.、
Mm-hmm.
They don't really understand why they should care about animals,、mm-hmm. other than animals are cute.、
Mm, yeah.
But by showing them, you know, this is a real living thing and we、mm-hmm. have to take care of it,、
mm-hmm.
I think that could really help people change their minds、
yeah.
and do more, take、
mm-hmm.
more action、
mm-hmm.
and try and stop these animals from dying off.、
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's all the time we have for looking at Joel Sartori's wonderful、photo arc,、
mm-hmm.
but we have just enough time to do one more for you chat question, so let's take a look at that.
For you chat.
So our for you chat question for today is, look at the animal photos on Joel Sartori's website. Which ones do you like the best and why?
Oh, this is a great question. I really loved looking up these fit pictures on、
mm-hmm.
his website. My favorite is a strange animal. I'd never heard of it before.、
Mm-hmm.
It's called the horned marsupial frog.
Okay.
Okay. And it is a frog from Colombia in、
oh,
South America.、
Okay.
And it's strange because it has little bumps like horns on its eyelids.
Oh.
What a weird place to have horns, right? On its eyelids.、so the one thing、mm-hmm. which is really funny about this、
mm-hmm.
frog, well, what really interesting about this frog、
mm-hmm.
is it changes color at the day and night. So at night, it's dark, it's pale、Ooh. Brown.At night, and in the day, it is dark brown, so it changes.
Ooh, is this sort of a protection?
I think it's a protection.
Probably、okay.
it helps it camouflage. That's、when you blend
yeah,
in.
Camouflage, okay.
But what I love about this picture is、
mm-hmm.
he's taken it very close from the side of the frog's face,、
uh-huh.
and it kind of looks like the frog is very sleepy,、
Aww.
Like he's about to drop off to sleep.
That's so human-like.
It's very cute. What about you? What's your favorite?
I looked it up, and I found so many beautiful pictures that、
mm-hmm.
I really love, but、
mm-hmm.
if I have to choose, really, that picture really impressed me. Like, there's this little baby chimpanzee, and he was,、
oh.
yeah, he was like showing off his muscle.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it was a she or he, but he's、mm-hmm. showing off his muscle and
little bicep curl.
Yeah, and a little smile on his face.、
Mm-hmm.
It looks like a human, and it's so adorable. So, yeah, I'm going to go、oh. for that one.、
Mm-hmm. And that is an animal that、needs a lot of attention right、
mm-hmm,
now,、
mm-hmm.
chimpanzees.
Yeah.、
Mm. There's、mm-hmm. a cute, really cute one of an orangutan as、
mm-hmm,
well.
Yeah.
Know, there's orange、
mm-hmm.
monkeys、
mm-hmm.
from Indonesia.、
Mm-hmm.
Sadly, though, I mean, we could talk about all 9,000 animals if we had the time, but we're all out of time now. So it's time for you guys to talk about what animals you like best on Joel Sartori's website. You can go on Photo Arc to check those out. But from me and Gigi, it's time for us to go. So bye-bye.
Bye.
Saving animals through photography. The Photo Arc's goal is to influence others to help save endangered animals. The photos can be used by schools or art shows to teach about wonderful and unusual forms of life. Sartori encourages people around the world to use his portraits for special exhibitions in their cities. Sartori uses a bold style. He photographs animals performing human-like poses against a black or white background. That way, people can look into the eyes of the animal with full attention. This creates a more intimate photo than you would usually get in nature photography. For instance, his tiny Indonesian tarsier stands with its arms stretched out as if putting on a show. And his Sumatran tiger rests with its arms crossed, as though relaxing and hanging on your every word. Sartori hopes his work will help promote animal conservation in remote places. He wants people to fall in love with the animals and then feel excited enough to take action to protect them.
Vocabulary Review. Encourage. This school encourages students to take part in activities after school, such as sports or music. Perform. Laura had to perform a number of tasks before the wedding, such as writing the invitations and hiring a DJ. Stretch. Peter stretched out his hand and offered to help the old man stand up. Relax. Patricia kicked off her shoes, laid on the sofa, and relaxed after a hard day at work. Promote. Schools in the U.S. are sending students to Russia to promote friendship and cultural understanding. Protect. This computer store has security cameras to protect itself from thieves.
This program is produced by Huoyong Kongzhong Meiyu. 如欲索取视听教材，请来电02-2364-4000 或上网查询，网址是 www.english4u.net www.english4u.net。谢谢您的收听。